And we are back. Sorry, tonight our co-host and commentator is out tonight. He is not doing so well, so send him some love, guys. He's gonna need it. So we're gonna be very, very thorough and very quick because I have a lot of stuff to tell you all about. But we're gonna start with our main object because we missed Mondays. So right now, we are totally facing the real face of the women's military, which is a sexual trauma and assault that these women in the Army go through. So I've got some stories to share. Hashtag I am Vanessa Julian. That's what they're doing everything under. So if you're on Twitter, give that a search. It's pretty incredible because these are stories that I've heard my whole life. The reasoning, one of the main reasons why my dad never was interested in condoning military for myself because of these reasons. So these women in the Army are sharing how they were sexually assaulted and harassed while serving using this hashtag. Now, if you guys aren't familiar with a lot of people or not, Vanessa disappeared from Fort Hood, the Army base in Texas, on the 22nd of April. She vanished after telling family she was being sexually harassed and felt unsafe. Now, she was scared of telling anyone because if you're a girl and you've been to anything in any school and anywhere and you've been harassed by someone at your assembly, you know damn well yourself you were scared to fucking tell anyone. So this isn't anything new. So even in the military, being a woman is not safe. On Monday, a search team had been looking for her remains. They found her remains also of another missing soldier who vanished last August. So, is it connected? I'm not really sure, but the guy did kill himself. So, you know, her family and her, they failed her. So let's get to it. I've got Morgan. My name is Morgan. I was 18 and it was my first duty station. He was 45. It's just because you're fresh meat. It will stop eventually. You'll get a dishonorable discharge if you snitch. Your voice will not be silenced. Find Vanessa. This is not a new thing, but it's been silenced for so long. I was raped while on a Navy ship in the middle of the ocean. If I had reported it, I was told they would throw me overboard and my body would never be found. That was 30 years ago. In my almost 4 years in the Navy, I've been sexually assaulted one time and sexually harassed about 6 times. Every time I spoke up to anyone, we, as in all women, we were silenced. But anyone that has a higher up than me, the word was never spread around. So it would just be hushed. She felt blessed. Not all females get only sexually harassed and sexually assaulted once. In 2006, I was brutally raped by a member of the United States Coast Guard. I was locked up in a closet for reporting the rape. I was blamed, shamed, and eventually lost my career. Wow, that's fucking crazy. I just really don't know how to respond to some of these stories that are on here. And I honestly, I'm so sorry. I feel for you. It's in the military. I mean, I do remember this sergeant saying one time, girls are only here in the military for us to fuck. Did they know that? Is that what they tell you when you sign up and give up your everything to become a military service member? Like, really? Is this what it takes? Here's another one. Here's an Army veteran. I'm not going to put her name out there. I came into the Army when I was 17 years old. I was a victim of sexual assault and harassment as a child, and I thought that the Army was my ticket out of that life. But instead, I came into an even more painful world. She said that when she was 17, a private first class in the Army, she was assaulted right before starting her basic training. Right before getting on the bus for basic training, the airport reception NCO kept me back in the airport as the others went to the training center. He took me to a corner to avoid being seen, then proceeded to hit on me and grab the inside of my leg. I said I was 17 on multiple occasions. He continued anyway. That is just fucking insane. He gave me his personal cell phone number and the reception number to contact him. His emails work and personal and explained to me that he could help me have fun when I get to advanced individual training. I turned all of his information to my DS, who said they were going to take care of it. Later in my career, I looked up this individual and he had been promoted twice. It was as if my complaint made no impact in his career. I always wonder how many others who were women soldiers that he did this to. How does this make you feel, Sammy, about this?
Horrible. That should have never happened. As a person who was going to go to the military, like, it's upsetting to know that we hold the military to... I mean, there's so much about support our troops, but our troops doing something to their own country women that shouldn't be happening. Like, that's not right. How can we support our troops when they're doing that? It's not something...
Support our troops. Yeah. That's something you hear everywhere. Exactly. And then you hear this, and then you see what happens to them, and then...
Yeah, of course.
They get nothing. Yeah,
they always show the veterans with their arms and, you know, everything missing, but they don't show the women that have been abused and, you know, sexually raped and all of that. So how can...
I could never tell my daughter, I will be so supportive if you go in the military. No, I will not. You're not going, period. Not happening. No,
I can't. And not because of the gender, it's because of the danger that
she... It's not just the fact that she could go somewhere, that she's potentially knocking down someone, some innocent poor person's house in another country.
First of all,
that she could be fucking raped by some asshole and buried and fucking dismembered, and her family would never know what happened.
Well, first of all, it would be because those aren't our wars. Like, that, all the wars that have, they were never ours to fight to begin with. Especially when you look at Desert Storm, when you look at in Iraq, when you look at all the wars that have been fought, they're never been for the country. It's been for the people that are higher up to make money out of. Like, they went to Iraq looking for weapons of mass destruction and didn't find one. So, whose war is it really? Why would you go fight a war that is not yours? Yes. Second of all, the danger of her being exposed to something like that. Third of all, yeah.
Now, I have one more from the same. And I guess she's from the same...
I mean, a lot of people see it honorable to go into the military, and I'm sure there's the fair share of people that are honorable in there, but when you have so many cases like that, how can you really think about military as honorable?
It's really not. Dishonorable discharge for telling someone that you were sexually assaulted?
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Especially, how can you hold the military honorable as an honorable entity when so many people come across the files and the complaints and nothing gets done? Like, I don't understand the fact that nothing, you know, the first report, the first person that saw it didn't do it, but maybe it was covering up for that same person, for the other person. But those files get passed around. I mean, the logistics in the military goes, a lot of people touch the same file and read it. And how can one of them not take arms about it and say, you know what, this is wrong. Our institution was not this. It's never been this. How can we put up with this?
It's always been this. That's what it's always been about. Control over women.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, we get a perspective of it as being honorable, and they're the ones that sacrifice their lives for freedom, But at the same time, they're doing, you know, dishonorable stuff.
So these women will go on to be either A, threatened, dishonorably discharged, not believed, shamed and tortured. Just, like, that's our military women. That's what our military does. There's no place for women anywhere, it seems like. We're not safe. We're not safe. No matter what you wear, no matter what you do, no matter what station you are, there's always some guy who thinks he can do whatever he wants. Okay, so now, we will move on because we got other shit to do. Now, if everybody in Florida didn't know, we have a brain-eating amoeba in the waters. So, be careful. Nice. Wear your fucking mask, wash your goddamn hands, don't go anywhere public, and stay the fuck out of our waterways. And,
I'm sure the majority of the population don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but trust me, these rednecks over by where we live here in our county, they need to worry about it, so. Okay. All right, so,
they don't have brains, really?
So yeah, maybe they do. Some of them might. I wanted to bring this up because we haven't been talking about her as much as I would like to, and it seems like they have swept this one under a rug. But the warranty authorizing the raid on Breonna Taylor, which she was not a part of it, they hit her house on accident and the guy was already in custody, but they came in shooting while she was asleep. It was part of a Louisville gentrification plan. Police had the man in custody that they were seeking for the narcotics investigation, but a judge still authorized a warrant for Breonna Taylor's apartment. The raid was because police said that the person they had in custody was getting mail at the Taylor apartment. Now, according to the Courier Journal, however, the lawsuit against the police officers can be linked to gentrification plan that the city of Louisville outlined to change the face of the city. So, in other words, get rid of all the black people live in the area and make it all better for white people.
Oh,
lawyers for the Taylor's family allege in court documents filed in Jefferson's Circuit Court Sunday that the police squad named Place-based investigations had misled narcotics detectives to target a home on Elliott Avenue, leading them to believe they were after some of the city's largest violent crime and drug rings. Really? The complaint, which amends an earlier lawsuit filed by Taylor's mother against the three Louisville officers who fired their weapons into Taylor's home, claims Taylor was caught up in a case that was less about the drug house and more about speeding up the city's multi-million dollar Vision Russell development plan. So in other words, rich white people are behind this. The warrant from the narcotics investigation was targeting one of the primary roadblocks to the gentrification plan, someone named Jamarcus Glover, an ex-boyfriend of Taylor. Taylor was seeing someone else who was also in the home at the same time as Taylor. In the affidavit seeking the no-knock search warrant for Taylor's Springfield Drive apartment, Detective Joshua Janes wrote that he'd seen Glover leave Taylor's apartment in January with a USPS package before driving to a known drug house. The detective said that he verified through a U.S. Postal Inspector that Glover had used Taylor's address to get packages. A U.S. Postal Inspector in Louisville, however, told them that LMPD didn't use his office to verify that Glover was receiving packages at Taylor's apartment, and that a different agency had asked in January to look into whether Taylor's home was receiving suspicious mail. The office had concluded it wasn't, so they fucking lied. Breonna's home should never had the police there in the first place, attorneys wrote in the filing. When the layers are peeled back, the origin of Breonna's home being raided by police starts with a political need to clear out a street for a large real estate development project and finishes with a newly formed rogue police unit violating all levels of policy, protocol, and policing standards. Breonna's death was the culmination of radical political and police conduct rather than actual police work. The reality was that the occupants were not anywhere close to Louisville's version of Pablo Escobar or Scarface. The complaint continues, and they were not violent criminals. They were simply a setback to a large real estate development deal. So let's just shoot them. Sounds great. And thus the issue needed to be cleaned up. So we're going to shoot into the house, make sure there's no one alive. Eh, fuck it, if it's the wrong person, we still get to move this house out of here.
Don't worry about children.
We're going to shoot first and then ask questions. The records show that the officer in the case asked for five warrants on March 12th, the day prior to the attack on Taylor.
You know, I wonder why they didn't do that with me.
I don't know. There were two vacant houses on the list. It's suspected a stash house and known drug house, yet police chose to raid the home of Taylor out of all of those options. So out of all the options they had, they chose her house. And they lied when they had no evidence. Glover's name and Adrian Walker were associated with all five warrants. Louisville was among five cities that won a nearly $30 million federal grant from the Obama administration for the city's city cleanup plan. So meaning, Mr. Obama, I'm sorry, but you signed a bunch of shit for some people to get rid of poor people to make room for rich white people.
Say what now? Obama yeah. did something bad?
Obama did something bad. He did a couple things bad.
I know, but...
I mean, I'm not happy with Obama sipping on that water that still fucking got lead in it. We saw what you did.
I thought the Trump was the one that turned that one back.
What do you mean?
Like, I thought he said things in...
No. Flint, Michigan still has lead in their water. It never changed. But Obama sat up there drinking that shit. It was filtered. He tried telling them there's no reason to be afraid of this water.
Oh,
I saw the video. Do you know how upset I was when I saw that? I'm like, no, Mr. Obama, no. Why'd you do this? And you know what? They still got fucking lead in their water because you know what? They're fucking black. And I'm sorry for that, you guys. I'm sorry. I can't make things better. I'm one motherfucking person. But if I had my way, there would be no lead anywhere.
Yeah.
My daughter had 4.5 on the lead scale. Because my landlord sold off the property to the oil and gas company and was still taking my money every month.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, back to our lovely little city here. So this plan included demolishing Beecher Terrace public housing development. So you're taking housing from poor people who desperately fucking need it to make way for rich people. Sounds about white. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher has been promoting the Vision Russell since 2016, which is about affordable housing and economic growth in the West End and bridge a racial and economic gap that has been part of the divide in Louisville for decades. So if you're going to try and fix something and make it better, why are you killing people to make way for this? It don't make sense. She was an EMT. She was a first responder. She was a fucking woman. She was fucking asleep, and she wasn't a criminal. And you and your motherfucking police officers, why can't y'all just investigate, do police work before shooting and asking questions later? You didn't even know who's in the motherfucking house. Sounds about white. We're going to move on. So I thought that was a bit of piece of information that only not only intrigued me, but it just sounds so... So, America, I'm going to keep it short and sweet, and he made a point. You know, we know Mr. Trump sucks. Today, he made threats to schools. I'm sorry, but my kid's not going back to school. We will do online school. I will fucking become a teacher, whatever the fuck it takes, because she's not going. I don't want to risk her life or my mother's or my own. No one. I don't want to have to even think about that. I'm not going to choose... Putting my daughter off on a bus to go to school with a bunch of snot-nosed kids and hope for the best. Not going to happen. Nope. So fuck you, Donald Trump. And,
DeSantis,
you're a piece of shit.
Definitely.
You're like a fucking mouthpiece. How does his dick taste? Does it taste like orange-sickle? I imagine it must taste like self-tanner. Oh, yeah. Putin's definitely using y'all as the tube socks.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sack.
DeSantis, you had the right. You could make the right choice and decide not to. It's unbelievable.
We're not flattening the curve. We're like exponentially like beating every country in the world right now.
Yeah.
All right, so I've got one more thing on my docket list. And by the way, Biden isn't so bad, guys. Let's just get Trump out, and then we'll go from there. We'll go from there. But everybody needs to vote.
I mean, compared to Trump.
Compared to Trump, Biden is better. Biden is the choice right now. Like, we don't have a choice, y'all.
None of this. He's never been a TV host. He's
never. He, yes. And right now, let me tell you something. I'm very surprised with the people that are working together right now, because we are seeing some fucking... There's a lot of bad shit going on right now.
Yeah,
There's a lot of people that have died protesting just for this movement lately. People are still being pieces of shit. But there are things happening, you guys, that is just... You're gonna see. We're gonna get this fixed. We're gonna fix this. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna fix this. If not, then Russia is gonna fucking move in on this bitch and it's over. The Olympia has fallen. All right, so I got something for you guys, and I want you to listen very simply. Oh yeah! Before I do this, guess what, guys? They came up with a new thing called the Karen Act, except without, it's not a K, it's a C. It's so you white folks out here can't be calling the police for no fucking reason on brown and black people. Thank you. Thank you, Pelosi. All right. And AOC's rocking it, you guys. We actually have somebody in there who fucking, she knows. She knows. I know she's asleep. All right. A reason to defund the police. Police literally aren't here to protect you. Like, it is literally not their job to protect you. Seriously, it's so much not their job. And that there have been cases all the way to the Supreme Court to affirm how much it is not their job to protect you. 1981, Warren versus District of Columbia Court of Appeals. Police failed to investigate two 911 calls about a violent break-in. The men who broke in beat and raped three women for 14 hours. Court says the police and operators are in no way at fault. 2005, Town of Castle Rock versus Gonzales, Supreme Court. Mother has restraining order against her ex, who subsequently... sorry guys, has restricted access to kids. Ex abducts the children and mother calls the police. Four times and visits the precinct. Officers refuse to investigate. 8 hours after abducting them, the ex shows up at the precinct and opens fire. He dies in a shootout. Police find the bodies of the children in his car. Court finds the police innocent of any culpability or fault. Not their job to prevent harm. 2018, Broward County and students of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Federal judge ruling. I was in Florida for this. Case is dismissed against the resource officer at MSD after he failed to engage with the active shooter or to protect students in any way, as students are not in custody and not under protection. Why do we have police in fucking schools to AKA, air quotations, stop school shootings? No, they're not. They're there to harass people of color for regular child behavior.
Why do they need tactical weapons in school again?
They don't.
Why do they need tanks in school again?
They don't. Yeah. Courts have ruled repeatedly that police have only one responsibility, to protect people in their custody. Otherwise, they have no duty to prevent them or prevent harm. Neither the Constitution nor state law impose a general duty upon police officers or other governmental officials to protect individual persons from harm, even when they know the harm will occur. Darren L. Hutchinson, professor and associate dean at the University of Florida Law School, School of Law. Police are not here to protect you. They aren't at the protest to protect people. The system is broken. This is gaining some traction, so let me correct my final tweet. The system isn't broken. It was built this way and has functioned perfectly since. It was built to protect white power and authority. It needs to be broken and raised to the ground. What? Okay. Get a dry bag of food and call it a day.
Alright.
So. Let's see. I would like to bring up... here's an interesting fact. We've had... I think 5 hurricanes already, and they all have been starting on the east coast above Florida and just totally going everywhere else but here. Very interesting. BTW, and you want to know why that is? Because the currents in the ocean are changing temps.
The whole
So, the
ecosystem is changing because of global warming, which...
Climate change is real, you ninnies. Yes. So the Arctic is on fire. Siberian heat wave is alarming scientists. And this was June 24th. Moscow. I don't know why I'm so tired. This is crazy. Moscow, the Arctic is feverish and on fire. At least parts of it are. And that's got scientists worried about what it means for the rest of the world. Not good. The thermometer hit a likely record of 38 degrees Celsius, and that's 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit. The Russian Arctic town of Verkhoyansk, I want to call it. On Saturday, a temperature that would be a fever of a person, but this is Siberia, known for being frozen. The World Meteorological Organization said Tuesday that it's looking to verify the temperature reading, which would be unprecedented for the region north of the Arctic Circle. That's not a good news. That's actually bad news. Global warming is bad, okay?
And it's definitely real.
It's definitely real.
Yeah.
Because right now, the warming is happening much faster than we thought. And the rising levels of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases in the atmosphere is warming. Don't yawn. It's warming the Arctic like I know. Yawning is contagious as fuck. Why is that?
I wonder if the listeners are yawning as we speak.
That'd be interesting.
That, yeah.
Well, as you know, greenhouse gases and all that releases into the atmosphere, and the warming is leading to a rapid meltdown and increase in wildfires. The University of Michigan Environmental School Dean Jonathan Overpeck. I'm sorry. My bad for laughing guy, but that is quite the last name. A climate scientist.
Where was it?
Jonathan Overpeck.
Overpeck.
Oh my god. Overpeck. It's just... I can't stop laughing. I'm crying right now. The record warming in Siberia is a warning. It's a warning sign of major proportions. Much of Siberia had high temperatures this year, but... they were beyond reason, unseasonably warm from January through May. The average temperature in north central Siberia has been about 8 degrees Celsius, so 14 degrees Fahrenheit. That's above average, according to the climate science nonprofit Berkeley Earth. That's much, much warmer than it's ever been over that region in that period of time. Siberia is in the Guinness Book of World Records for its extreme temperatures. It's a place where the thermometer has swung 106 degrees Celsius from a low minus 68 degrees Celsius to now 38 degrees. That's no bueno. For residents of the Sakha Republic, Russian Arctic, a heat wave is not necessarily a bad thing. Vasilisa Ivanova? That's a weird, interesting name. Spent every day this week with her family swimming and sunbathing. We spend the entire day on the shore of the Lena River, who lives in the village of Zygansk, 270 miles from where the heat record was set. We've been coming every day since Monday. But for scientists, alarm bells should be ringing. Such prolonged Siberian warmth hasn't been seen for thousands of years, and it is another sign that the Arctic amplifies global warming even more than we thought. Russia's Arctic regions are among the fastest warming areas in the world. The temperature on Earth over the past few decades has been growing on average by 0.18 degrees Celsius, nearly one-third of a degree Fahrenheit, every 10 years. But in Russia, it increases by 0.47 degrees Celsius. That's 85 degrees Fahrenheit.
China.
And in the Russian Arctic, by 0.69 degrees Celsius, that would be 1.24 degrees Fahrenheit every decade. And this was said by the lead scientist at the Moscow-based Virchow Main Geophysical Observatory. In that respect, we're ahead of the whole planet. The increasing temperatures in Siberia have been linked to prolonged wildfires that grow more severe every year and the thawing of the permafrost, a huge problem because buildings and pipelines are built on them. Thawing permafrost also releases more heat, trapping gas, and dries out the soil, which increases wildfires. In this case, it's even more serious because the previous winter was unusually warm. The permafrost thaws, ice melts, the soil subsides, and then it can trigger a feedback loop that worsens permafrost thawing. Cold winters can't stop it. A catastrophic oil spill from a collapsed storage tank last month near the Arctic city of Norilsk was partly blamed on melting permafrost. In 2011, part of a residential building in Yakutsk, the biggest city in the Sakh Republic, collapsed due to thawing and subsidence of ground. Last August, more than 4 million hectares of forest in Siberia were on fire, according to Greenpeace. This year, the fires have already started raging much earlier than usual. Persistently warmer weather, especially if coupled with wildfires, causes permafrost to thaw faster, which in turn exacerbates global warming by releasing large amounts of methane, a potent greenhouse gas that's 28 times stronger than carbon dioxide. The methane escaping from permafrost thaw sites enters the atmosphere and circulates around the globe. Methane that originates in the Arctic does not stay in the Arctic. It has global ramifications. And what happens in the Arctic can even warp the weather in the United States and Europe. That's what we're seeing now.
So there's no more Florida hurricane season?
Well, we do. It's just going to be, when it does happen, it's going to be a big one that actually comes over here. We've been lucky so far.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Where was I? In the summer, the unusual warming lessens. The temperature and pressure difference between the Arctic and lower latitudes where more people live. That seems to weaken and sometimes even stall the jet stream, meaning weather systems such as those bringing extreme heat or rain can stay parked over places for days on end. According to meteorologists at the Russian Weather Agency, the Rosdrome T, a combination of factors such as a high pressure system with a clear sky and sun being very high, extremely long daylight hours, and short warm nights, have contributed to the Siberian temperature spike. The ground surface heats up intensively, the nights are very warm, and the air doesn't have time to cool and continues to heat up for several days. We're cooking over here. So, scientists agree that the spike is indicative of a much bigger global warming trend. The key point is that climate is changing and global temperatures are warming. We will be breaking more and more records as we go. What is clear is that warming Arctic adds fuel to the warming of the whole planet. So, I think it's a good time to, like, start really enjoying life because we are really, we're really fucking up this world, you know? Yeah. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
I just can't. So, did anybody know, I'm going to bring it up right here. I think I actually saved that shit on my damn phone. Because it was worth saving. So, did you know? So, the forefathers, you know, the Mount Rushmore, those guys?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Why does people think it means four, like before? They say forefathers, but it's actually the four, as in 1, 2, 3, 4.
I've never seen it written like that.
No.
No.
Or like
F O R E.
Yeah, some people that's refer to them as forefathers, as in
the number.
Yeah.
No. Forefathers. Yeah. Raped slave children. So, I've got a little.
A piece of history.
Yeah.
Yeah. there's a lot of people
still. I just get,
well, you know, as far as advanced technologies we are and how easy it is to get information, you know, there's still people in Christianity that don't know about the Crusades and go into prisons and other places to preach their gospel, as they like to call it, when I say brainwashing or whatever. So they go to preach them and they call that a crusade. They call it a crusade, going to teach their gospel to the people in prison. And they actually, one of them tried to bother me about it. And I asked them, what is he doing? You know, it's like, well, the crusade is to teach you guys about Jesus. I'm like, this is not a crusade. If you want to really go back in history and learn what that word means, you should see what your religion has done to people for thousands and thousands of years. And
okay, so okay. George Washington used human slave teeth for his dentures. It is true.
Wow.
And 1784, Washington had the teeth of enslaved Africans transplanted into his mouth. And later that a Philadelphia dentist made the president's first full set of dentures made from teeth that were yanked from the heads of his slaves. Yeah.
This country was like...
So, I got another one for you.
When Christopher Columbus decided to do the trip, like, people don't understand that he was giving everybody that was in prison, like, he was... All the people that came on the first trip was like, they expected him to die. Like, the king at the time expected him to die, so therefore nobody believed him, and then they gave him everybody that was in prison, like, sentenced to death and have committed, like, horrible crimes. Yeah.
Well,
this, like, America, the United States has...
Who is the one guy that said the only good Indian is a dead Indian? Roosevelt? I want to say it was Roosevelt. He's on Mount Rushmore, right?
Yes. I want to agree with you, but I'm not sure 100% because this quote. Yeah, that was a horrible time.
Yeah. So, Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah, this country was founded on the backs of slaves and immigrants.
And the death of many, many, many millions of Indians. Women, children, men, babies. Yep. So he said, the only good Indians are dead Indians. And is it Abraham Lincoln on the Mount Rushmore?
I think he's on the Mount Rushmore.
Who's that guy? Abe Lincoln, isn't it?
That's not Abe. Oh, yeah, that is.
Okay, so he had the largest mass hanging of 38 Dakotas. So.
Wow.
And then that's Thomas Jefferson, right? Next to George Washington. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Thomas Jefferson raped children slaves. And you know what else they did, you guys? They had a secret grotto where they would all meet up with their buddies and they would fuck black slaves in rape and bondage and torture, sit around and smoke cannabis.
Wow.
Yeah. George Washington had like, I think it was like 30 illegitimate children or some shit that were half black. Yeah. So That's a little lesson of white history, and your forefathers were racist, and when they wrote the Declaration of Independence and all that stuff, they weren't writing it for black people or immigrants or, you know, women or people like ourselves.
It's funny.
They were writing it for white men.
It's funny they call it immigrants, but how are they immigrants where they were here before anybody else?
Yeah. Natives. Yeah. Natives were here before anyone else. California sets record for most coronavirus illnesses for the day.
I have family there who just so happened to have a picnic at the park. I don't understand. I've asked them. I don't know. They didn't answer, really. I explained the dangers of it. They should...
In Slovenia, U.S. First Lady Melania Trump had a statue, and I guess it was set on fire. A life-size wooden sculpture of the U.S. First Lady Melania Trump is officially unveiled in Rosno, near her hometown of Savinica, Slovenia. And I guess,
Wait, they had a monument of her somewhere?
Yeah, and then, they set it on fire.
Where is Michelle Obama's monument?
Well, this wasn't her this was in Slovenia.
Oh, it wasn't here in America.
No, no.
Oh, that's why I was like, what?
No, this was in Slovenia.
Okay. That makes sense.
So
her people don't like her?
No, she's, like, trash.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen the first lady's tits before I've seen his tax returns. I've also seen his penis. I've never seen Obama's penis, okay? I've seen Trump's penis. Wow. And I will be regretting that for the rest of my life.
How do you come across that?
I have my ways.
No, I'm not interested on seeing it. I'm like, how do you actively search for it? Or
no, I just stumbled upon. Like,
looking on information.
And I'm looking on information, like, and all of a sudden I see his spray tanner lady spraying his big fat ass with his tiny turtle head penis. He's got a small penis.
No.
Yep.
No.
All right, so that's the tea for tonight, you guys. And
some things can never be unwatched.
Native, black, and Hispanic immigrant lives, all them brown and ethnic people lives matter. I get it, white folks matter too, but y'all really don't have that much of a hard time, like just existing, you know, or sleeping in your beds and being killed. Not as much as the black folks, so. And wear your fucking mask. Wash your goddamn hands. Don't touch your fucking face. Stay goddamn inside. And vote blue like your fucking life dependent. And your kids in a fucking cage being... Oh, yeah. And we lost 1,500 kids. We lost 1,500 kids. We lost 1,500 kids. We've probably lost more, but we've lost 1,500 migrant children. We've lost 1,500 migrant children, and when I say that, what I'm telling you is your country is sex trafficking children and then incinerating some of them. So that's the tea. Everybody have a great night.